It's Friday, and Jack Robinson joins us again to talk about the week's business news. Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Let's start with the Sacramento Convention Center, which has just come out with some pretty big ideas for expansion right as the city gets the green light for a downtown arena. Coincidence?
The short answer is yes, though the economic recovery certainly plays a role in the timing of both projects. For the city, these are both big opportunities to draw more attention and more business to Sacramento.
Well, what about this expansion? What would an updated convention center look like?
Well, first we should note that this is all conceptual. It's so preliminary, in fact, that no one has yet drawn up plans. But the consulting firm that the convention center hired, which does a lot of flashy projects around the country, has some dramatic ideas. And convention center officials told our reporter Mark Anderson that they like those ideas a lot. One part of the plan is to build a new ballroom on top of the Community Center Theater that would have sweeping views overlooking the Capitol. And that would be linked to the main part of the center by pedestrian bridges. And part of the center that sits where K Street used to be would be torn down to make room for a walkway that would make the whole area more accessible.
That doesn't sound very cheap, I must say. How much would it cost? And probably just as importantly, who would pay?
No, not cheap. The rough estimates are about $200 million, likely financed with bonds, which would be repaid with hotel taxes, perhaps, or convention center revenue. The convention center, which is owned by the city, has been working on expansion for years, by the way. Officials say it needs to get bigger to compete with cities like San Jose and Long Beach for business. Sacramento's convention center facilities are among the smallest of any major West Coast city, so the pressure is on to grow.
It sure seems like, along with an arena, an expanded convention center would strengthen the sales pitch to bring big events to Sacramento in the future.
Right. Both projects would open up all kinds of possibilities for Sacramento, and both will require years of hard work, of course, to realize.
Well, also downtown, the Business Journal reported this week a couple of other projects are a lot closer to getting underway. I'm guessing that's because of the economy improving?
For sure. Money is still tight, but lenders are more willing to invest than they were even a couple of years ago. There's a new sense of momentum downtown, and that's making it easier for developers to make a pitch.
Well, we've been hearing about one of those projects for years, that mixed-use building at 700K. What is going on with that one?
Yeah, this has been on the drawing boards for a while, but builders say they really expect to break ground later this year. According to Ben Vandermeer, our real estate reporter, developers say they have commitments for most of the retail space in this new six-story building, which would include one of those that would be a rooftop bar and music venue and what sounds like a small grocery store, which would serve a real need for downtown residents. The other project, by the way, is something called 16 Powerhouse, a smaller mixed-use project at 16th and P, and that one could be under construction as soon as this summer.
Another new project we've been hearing about recently is a shopping center planned for West Roseville, right at the outer edge of development there. So does this mean we should expect more homes, too?
Absolutely. There's no question that Roseville's manifest destiny, if you will, is westward expansion. Another thing that's interesting about this shopping center, which is called Baseline Marketplace, is who's developing it. It's the DiNio family, which has run the famous open-air market in Roseville since 1947. Most people don't realize that this family has quietly built up an impressive real estate portfolio, including more than 20 commercial properties in Phoenix. Not bad for a business that started as a produce stand.
Yeah, I had no idea. Learn something new every time. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Marianne.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. He joins us Fridays. You can hear previous business roundups at capradio.org/business. I'm Marianne Russ, Capital Public Radio News.